B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
If you had a less than stellar weekend, listen closely to this story.
All right.
Firefighters rescued a woman they say was trapped in a septic tank, possibly for 2 to 3 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Weekend, awesome. Weekend doesn't sound too bad now.
But sometimes you just need to get away, right?
They said she had to be flown to the hospital. Rescuers said they found her lying in raw sewage with her face just above it. In a tank outside her rural home.
There's no way I would survive 2 days.
No, you would probably find a way to kill yourself if you were in there, Kay.
I think I would have just a heart attack, drown, die. That would be
Just open your mouth and go.
Oh, my
go
God. Through.
I'll tell you this, though. It got her off the phone for a little while.
So she was. She lives from in this rural home, and officials say that she lives there alone.
Perfect.
Many homes in rural areas use underground septic tanks as a kind of private sewer to process the and waste treat the waste. This is according to Richard Anderson with the fire department. He said nobody would have heard her up there. The next closest house was a couple of thousand feet away.
Jesus.
The call came Tuesday afternoon from the woman's daughter, who hadn't heard from her mother since Friday. She got concerned and went up to check on her and found her inside the septic tank. And he said it looks like there was work being done on the septic system. There was a tractor in the area and a hole had been dug exposing the tank. And then she had fallen through about a 2-foot by 2-foot hole in kind of the rusted metal top of the tank. To complete the operation, they called in for reinforcements from the confined spaced rescue team. Firefighters lowered down the handle of one of their tools. She was able to grab a hold of that. He said, set up slightly, and they were able to get to get some other poles and strap around her back and under her arms and then hoisted her up through that. She was somewhat lying down with her face above the water level. Once we got her out, she was pretty weak, so we just got her straight under the cot and laid her down.
I pooped.
She didn't have any visible injuries, but the woman was taken by helicopter to a hospital in Portland due to concerns about the lack of oxygen in the tank and possible infection from being in contact with sewage for so long.
Well, also, the gases that would, methane and things of that nature, I'm amazed she survived.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. How would you not if you were the first guy lowered down into that mess go? She's dead.
A couple of days.
Days.
There. Jeez, unbelievable. Well, this is a precedent. NASA is examining a claim that an astronaut improperly accessed the bank account of her estranged spouse from the International Space Station, potentially the first criminal allegation from space.
This is actually in a bizarre way kind of cool, because you knew it was going to happen eventually.
NASA astronaut Anne McClain told investigators that she had accessed the bank account of her spouse while on a 6-month mission aboard the ISS in preparation for her role in NASA's anticipated first all-female spacewalk. McClain's spouse, former Air Force Intelligence Officer Summer Warden, brought a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission that McClain had committed identity theft despite not seeing any indication of moved or spent funds. Mm. Now, Warden's parents then brought another complaint with NASA's Office of Inspector General alleging that McClain had improperly accessed Warden's private financial records and conducted a highly calculated and manipulative campaign to gain custody of Warden's son. This is all really ugly custody stuff going on
here. Yeah, it's unpleasant. But she was able to access from space?
Yeah, McClain's lawyer, Rusty Harden, said that she strenuously denies that she did anything improper and is totally cooperating. He added that McClain was monitoring the account to ensure the well-being of Warden's son, who they had been raising, using the same password to access the account as she had throughout their relationship. Investigators from both NASA's watchdog office had been in touch with both women to address the accusations. The FTC has not responded to the identity theft allegation, and investigators, including Michael Mattia, a criminal care specialist, were assessing the complaint to the inspector general.
So how is she able to do this when every time I go to my bank, my ATM is out of order?
The couple had married in 2014, and Warden filed for divorce in 2018 after McClain accused her of assault, a move Warden contended was part of a longstanding attempt by McClain to gain custody of her son. A few months later, McClain went to space. And Warden then discovered the bank account access, the paper reported, I'm sorry. But Warden denied committing assault, and the case was later dismissed. So,
I mean, honestly, you figure, she's going up into space. I'll be free of her for a while.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
She's still tinkering with your life.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a mountain lion attacked and injured an 8-year-old boy outside his rural Colorado home in the third attack by the big cats on people in the state this year, prompting authorities to set traps and use search dogs to find the lion so they could kill it. The boy had been playing on a trampoline. Listen how scary this is. And he was out Wednesday evening with his brother when a friend called out to him from his house next door. When the boy ran to see his friend, the mountain lion pounced and bit his head.
Oh, wow. Well, they say their modus operandi is to come in from the back and bite the neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was the boy running that had...
Yep. That's so horrible.
So the boy's brother ran inside the home and told his father to rush outside and found the cat on top of his son. The mountain lion let go and took off running as the father approached. The boy was hospitalized. His identity and severity of his injuries were not made public. Colorado Wildlife Policy states any wild animal that attacks a person must be killed. The attack came after a mountain lion last week attacked a hunter scouting places to hunt elk in Bighorn Park, northwest of Denver. He fought it off with a pocket knife.
Jeez.
And officials tracked the mountain lion with hounds, and they killed it. And then in February, a mountain lion attacked a runner on a trail in mountains west of the city of Fort Collins. That runner used his foot to suffocate the young cat after it didn't release its grip after he hit it in the head with a rock and tried to stab it with twigs.
They say the increase in attacks is probably due to the popularity of London broil hats.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just taking off.
And then one last story, and I love this headline. It says, Fidel Castro's crocodile bites man at Swedish aquarium.
Same old story.
How can I pass that up? A man has been hospitalized after he was bitten by a crocodile that once belonged to Cuban leader Fidel Castro. The man, in his 70s, had been attending a crayfish party at the Skansen Aquarium in Stockholm on Tuesday.
Guess who used to own that crocodile?
According to police, the man had his arm in the wrong side of the security glass when he was bitten. The animal is one of two Cuban crocodiles at the aquarium. Both were gifted to Russian cosmonaut Vladimir Shatalov by Fidel Castro in the 1970s.
That's a hell of a story.
The head of the aquarium, Jonas Wallström, said that the man was giving a speech at the time of the incident. Can you imagine that? This guy's giving a speech. Bitten by a crocodile.
Well, but how do you get your arm through safety glass?
So attendees used napkins to stop the bleeding.
Well, they're obviously highly trained.
As they waited for an ambulance to arrive.
Give me some medical napkins.
Mr. Wallström said the aquarium would be assessing the animal's enclosure to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Castro's crocodile.
Yep. Bit a Swedish man at a crayfish festival.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So the mystery surrounding the nuclear Russian accident keeps getting weirder and weirder. An explosion at a Russian naval test site has the world scratching their heads as the incident caused radiation detectors to briefly spike. Even more so, the August 8th incident on a platform in the White Sea has been barely discussed by Russian officials, with most details trickling down from conflicting stories or being leaked. Well, the word is at least 7 individuals are dead from the incident, and that was described as an accident involving an isotope power source for a liquid-fueled rocket engine. However, in an even stranger turn of events, a doctor who treated the survivors was informed that the radioactive isotope cesium-137 made its way into their bodies due to Fukushima crabs.
Fukushima crabs.
That is right.
That's how it happened.
Yep, it was from...
Yes, I'd like some Fukushima crabs, please.
Basically, the local health ministry has blamed the recent spike in short-term radiation on bad seafood.
It's Fukushima crab week at St. Petersburg Red Lobster.
Officials stated... Cesium-137 has the feature of accumulating in fish, mushrooms, lichens, algae. With a certain degree of probability, we can assume that this element got into the human body through the products of food.
Of course.
And somehow or another, I guess they came from Fukushima. I don't know.
Listen, you saw the amount of candor that occurred around Chernobyl. Why would they lie?
In another odd turn of events, an investigative outlet claims that health officials told the doctor the cesium-137 detected was likely related to a recent vacation in Thailand. Okay.
Pay no attention to 200-foot glowing gorilla.
Yeah. A Massachusetts man sparked a fire on his family's home roof last week as he was trying to get rid of a pesky hornet's nest by using a Roman candle.
Yet again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dave Schmieda.
La-di-da-di-da-di-da.
First. Dave Schmieda, the old Schmiedster, first tried using Raid.
What's that jackass doing up there?
But that didn't work, so he decided to use fireworks
instead.
Where
you go with that Roman candle?
A video taken by his brother Matthew shows Dave firing 3 shots towards a hornet's nest in a corner of the roof of the 3rd floor of their home. His first 3 shots missed, but the 4th one hit its target and the hornet's nest went up in flames. Matthew posted the video to Twitter, writing, "This was not the best way to take down a hornet's nest." And someone could be heard saying in the video, "Wait, stop. There's a fire." And then it said the nest went up immediately.
The nest attend now in all these stories that you've reported where people do this, the nest do seem to be extraordinarily combustible.
Yeah. Well, they're
full of wax.
They're thin as paper.
Yeah.
No, this is a hornet's nest.
Oh, a hornet. Okay.
So
yeah.
These weren't bees.
Like bees. They were hornets.
Yes. So he then went upstairs and put the fire out with an extinguisher. Dave can be seen in the video leaning out of the window with a fire extinguisher in his hands. The roof suffered minimal damage. Some boards were burned up, and now there's a small hole in the house. He did say, though, "I did get rid of those bees," so I would say mission accomplished.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
In his warped mind, yes.
A man apparently upset with his children for not getting out of bed to go to church now faces criminal charges for assaulting them with a guitar. Lameda Tepamumania.
Was he hitting them, or was he playing... like old Beach Boys song.
No, he hit him with it. Lamechia Tapamumania was charged.
Sounds like a festival.
With child abuse. A 14-year-old boy was asleep in bed, his last name is Sa.
Oh, okay.
Tupamania, or whatever is his middle name.
So now I know who he is.
So Sa tried to wake him up for church, the charge states. The boy decided to go back to bed, not get ready for church.
Yeah.
Saw became upset by this and picked up a guitar and attempted to strike the boy in the head. The boy blocked the guitar from hitting his head, but Saw then hit the boy's arm with the guitar 4 times, broke his arm.
Jesus, that's horrible.
And another boy said he was awoken by Saw hitting him in the leg and hip with the guitar and that the assault only stopped when the guitar broke. This is a guy who wants their children to go to church, by the way.
And I'll beat you to death if you don't
exactly
go to church.
All right, I don't have many details on this, but I did see the picture, and it is weird. A woman received a bizarre mouthful when she reeled in her catch on Lake Champlain on Friday. Debbie Geddes and Naughty Boys Fishing were trolling for lake trout when Geddes reeled in a fish that had 2 mouths.
2 mouths.
And it's really strange looking. So one is below the other. The mouth on top looks like a normal fish mouth, while the bottom mouth looks like something out of Alien or Stranger Things. You look into the picture of it?
So I saw the picture before, and I didn't say anything about it because of the stupid human face fish that I saw a couple of months ago.
Right, yeah.
You know, and you never know anymore. You know,
this is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Here's
the
audio of it, Preston.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it looks like it mutated somehow.
Yeah, there's a mouth below the other mouth.
Yeah. Naughty Boys said the fish was released back to the water, saying it's so bizarrely, it's too bizarrely beautiful to kill.
Yeah, so, I would call that beautiful.
Yeah. Is that us doing the Bee Gees, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the fish singing.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Fish
it can singing. Harmonize with itself.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.